This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated 6 cricket academies across the northeast, including the Indore Cricket Academy in Doimukh, Papumpare district, virtually from Gangtok, the capital of Sikkim. The northeast receives rainfall for about 6 months a year, and the Prime Minister inauguration of 6 cricket academies is the northeast holds significant for players to practice. The Indore Cricket Academy features state-of-the-art facilities including a gym and a swimming pool. Doimukh MLA Nawam Vivek said that providing children aged 13 and under with cricket training and developing the necessary facilities including coaches to nurture their talents is a priority for the cricket board. Union Minister B.L. Verma conducted a comprehensive field assessment today in Zero Valley, Arunachal Pradesh, by personally visiting sites like Pai Gate to inspect Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, urban housing, Fair Price Soap in Hong. The minister moved beyond mere statistics to ensure that the promise of housing for all and food security under the National Food Security Act are becoming a reality for local families. He also visited Hong Healthcare Center and Soro Integrated Aqua Park. He reaffirmed that the double engine government's use of targeted funding like Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region scheme is specifically tailored to protect the region's natural beauty while providing the modern infrastructure and social justice its people deserve. The Apex Customary Court building of Lower Siang District was formally inaugurated at Likhabali yesterday by Cardo Nugir, Deputy Speaker, Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly and MLA of Likhabali. Addressing the gathering, the Deputy Speaker urged the Gaon Buras and Buris to maintain cleanliness and ensure proper upkeep of the Apex Customary Court building. He emphasized that serious cases such as molestation, rape, fire accidents and other recognizable offences should not be settled at the level of Gaon Buras and Buris, but must be reported to the police and concerned authorities. He cautioned that any such cases settled without the knowledge of authorities, if later brought before a court of law, would hold those involved accountable. B.K. Goyal, Special Monitor, National Human Rights Commission, recently convened a strategic meeting with selected heads of the departments at Zero Lower Siang Subansiri District in review accountability and grassroots human rights protections. Supporting NHRC's 2026 Healthy Aging theme, he urged geriatric wards, One Child Care Institute, One Old Age Home and local integration with the National Policy for Senior Citizens currently in progress. The Special Monitor issued critical mandates for public safety, including updated disaster management plans, school mock drills, transformer fencing, water testing, Anganwadi electricity, police and medical professionalism, juvenile justice training enhancement, and protected education for workers aged 14 to 18. A coordination meeting in connection with preparedness for the upcoming southwest monsoon was held today at DC's conference hall under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Bomdila, Dr. Dilip Kumar. The DC urged all stakeholders to share details of available inventory with the district disaster management officer for effective utilization during emergencies. He also directed the DUDA and the BRO to identify vulnerable buildings and sinking zones within the district. He further reviewed the availability and stock position of essential commodities across the district, emphasizing strict enforcement. The DC stated that any individual found involved in illegal earth cutting or damaging public property should be dealt with firmly and instructed all concerned to lodge FIRs against such offenders. In a continued show of community support for the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, the second phase of MOU signings began on Tuesday. 7 households from Pankang, Jorkong village officially gave their consent for pre-visibility report activities by signing agreements with the government of Arunachal Pradesh at the Deputy Commissioner's office in Boleng, Siang District. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.